this in a while.
Jeez.
Well, what are your thoughts and emotions for tonight?
I'm excited. Really excited to be back and get a chance to play. It's first time ever, you know, getting traded and coming back and playing for that team, against that team. So it's a lot of excitement and anticipation. I'm ready for the game to start.
What did you think about when you walked in here today?
Yeah, it was a different feeling. You know, something I'm not used to. Had to remember what room to go to. But other than that, you know, it's exciting. I loved my time here in New York. Love the organization, the fans. I can't say enough about this team. And, you know, to get a chance to come back and play, I'm excited.
Do you look back at the time and regret any of how it went down?
No, I don't think you can regret anything. You know, as I said all along, it's the nature of the business. Things happen. You know, for whatever reason, you know, things didn't work out. I decided to move on, and there's no ill feelings, you know, towards that side at all. You know, this is what you sign up for. This is what happens in this business, and you know, you move on from it.
This is obviously your first time in the building since that morning skate. What do you remember, you know, coming off the ice?
Yeah, it's a lot. You know, I came off. I knew that there was a chance that, you know, something's going to happen. Obviously, I got called in, and they told me. So, you know, that day there's a lot of emotions. You know, don't really want to revisit it right now, to be honest with you. But you know, it's a place I loved playing. I loved it here, and you know, that's all there is.
Cal, you're so busy, your schedule, and so forth. When does this game start to enter your thoughts and your thoughts about in the building, reception of the building, playing the other team, and all that?
I mean, right away, you see the schedule, you kind of take a peek at it and see when you're going to come back and play. You know, then other than that, you're playing so much, like you said, you know what's coming up, but you're not concentrating on it too much. You know, and then once that game's over against the Islanders, you start thinking about it and, you know, start thinking about how it's going to feel when you come back, so.
Ryan, did you catch up with anybody last night?
Yeah, I saw a couple of the guys. You know, that was part of the hard part about leaving here. I had so many close friends, guys I played with for 8 seasons, so. It was nice to see those guys. We still keep in contact all the time, but, you know, it was good to see them.
What were your thoughts on the run that this teammate made last year?
Yeah, it was great. You know, when I left, I knew they had a good team, and I knew they had a shot at, you know, going as far as they did. And, you know, like I've said all along, you know, I played with so many of those guys. It was good to see them get that far and have that much success. You know, I was happy for them.
Ryan, how much do you appreciate the fans sticking with you here in New York through the highs and the lows?
Yeah, the fans here are unbelievable. I can't say enough about them. The way they, you know, they brought me in, the way they treated me, cheered for me. You know, I embraced them. I loved them. You know, and, you know, that's all I can say about it.
This is a good time to sum up, I think, what you, Anton, and Brian have brought to the Lightning as you reach this stage of the season with a new team. Can you tell us your thoughts on how that's gone and the transition?
Yeah, transition, I mean, a little bit easier for me, I think, for them to than them to. Getting those 2 months in last year, I felt comfortable coming into training camp, and it was obviously different than last year, but to get a training camp under my belt and feel even more comfortable, you know, I wanted to come in and help the team right away, and so far we're having some success.
Was it pretty instantaneous once you got down to Tampa that you felt comfortable, like that was a place that you could see yourself for a long time?
Yeah, it happened pretty quickly. I mean, you know, my family liked it there once they got down. I liked the direction the team was going in. I liked the organization. You know, just how they treated me when I first got there. I didn't know what to expect, never being traded before. So that was a big thing for me. And, you know, as soon as the season ended, my main goal was try to get back there and sign her.